Over the last few years, and with the oft-changing political landscape in Thailand, the use of the criminal charge of offending the dignity of the monarch seems to be increasing. The charge of Lee's Majesty is a high crime in Thailand, and respected Thai political commentator Giles Unpakorn has just found out he has fallen foul of the charge.
Well, I arrived back from a visit to the UK for Christmas on Sunday, and I found a warrant issued forcing me to go to the police station to answer to charges or to listen to the charges of Lee's Majesty. But the book, which I wrote soon after the coup d'etat, it's called A Coup for the Rich, and I don't know the actual details about which particular lines are supposed to be Lee's Majesty.
Lee's Majesty says that defamatory, insulting or threatening comments about the king, queen or regent are punishable by 3 to 15 years in prison. But the professor from Chulalongkorn University believes there's a different motivation in the charges against him.
Well, the current Democrat government has announced they want to crack down on Lee's Majesty, especially websites, which of course has the support of the military. In fact, it's formed by the military pressurising members of parliament to switch sides. I think it has to be said that Lee's Majesty really, in my opinion, is very little about protecting or building a stable monarchy. It's about legitimising the actions of the army or the conservative elite.
As well as academia being targeted, Thailand's internet and community radio sectors are coming under increasing pressure to reconsider any postings vaguely linked to negative expression of king and monarchy. To discuss renewed threats of censorship, a coordinator with the Thai Netizen Network, Supinya Klangnarong, met with new Thai Prime Minister Abhisit on Tuesday morning.
We came to meet the Prime Minister according to the policy announced by the member of the cabinet, saying that they would set a war room to tackle or to deal with the Lee's Majesty website content, and they would use National Security Act to curtail the community radio. So we are concerned so much about that because it would mean violate to political rights and civil rights. So we came to meet with the Prime Minister and submitted a petition.
There seems to be a lot of groups at the moment looking for the same thing, a definition of Lee's Majesty. So how did the Prime Minister react to your requests and your solutions?
We had a good impression since he said that he understood the point to uphold the free expression in Thailand, but somehow he asked us to understand him and his cabinet as well, because he also was pressurized by many groups.
These situations sound familiar to those faced by human rights lawyer and Secretary General of the Human Rights and Development Foundation, Somchai Homlaor. Mr. Somchai is a lawyer for social critic Sulak Savaraksa, charged with Lee's Majesty since November, right in the middle of Thailand's latest political upheaval.
The political parties, politicians, always use all ways and means against each other. And this is one of the tools to attack their political enemies.
Why isn't the monarchy itself speaking up yet again about the overuse of this law?
He spoke, I think, 5 years ago. And what we know that I think the monarchy is not so happy that the politicians use this offense as the political tools, because it damaged the monarchy itself.
Why isn't the king telling politicians, please stop using this?
Sometimes, I don't know the reason, but anyhow, I believe that it should be the government officers and the people should really comply with his comments and should give up using this as a political tool.
While it may be a so-called political tool that harms the status of the monarchy, it also targets real people. And increasingly, as Giles Unpakorn says, the foundations of Thailand's democracy.
I reject the accusations that my book commits a crime or that I've committed a crime by writing this book. This is an academic book which attempts to understand the workings of the constitutional monarchy in Thailand, and unless we have the right to discuss this, then we won't have proper freedom, democracy in Thailand.